I'm a high school teacher.
I'm a data processor.
I work for the Department of Homeland Security.
I'm a freelance television producer.
I'm a prosecutor at the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C.
I work at the National Institutes of Health.
I'm the government relations staff person for an organization of people with hemophilia who contracted AIDS from their medicines.
When these Washington, D.C. professionals meet every Tuesday night, they don't crunch numbers or make economic forecasts. They get together to sing. They're members of the Runnymede Singers, an amateur group formed more than 30 years ago. They spoke to producer Carrie Thompson last Sunday during the Candlelight Carols concert at Washington's First Baptist Church.
One of my former housemates said, "John, you're always singing in the car and singing in the shower, but I found a place where we can go sing."
This great day I met upon the way.
I picked up the city paper, and lo and behold, I saw the ad for Runnymede. So I gave the director a call, and here I am, so many years later, still singing at the choir.
I had been looking for amateur singing groups in the district, and it took me about 2 hours on Yahoo one night to finally find something that sounded like it was my speed.
There was a sign up at the University of Maryland seeking an accompanist to Runnymede Singers, you know, one night a week. I was like, okay, well, let's go check them out. We had an interview, and I started working with them, and they were a fun group, and then they asked me to be their conductor, and I said, well, you know, give it a shot. There's something about amateur-level singing. You can do things that sometimes some professional musicians might be too afraid to try out. We've gotten some really beautiful music out of this group, and I mean, I like working with them.
I would describe my vocal talents as being I am definitely not a professional singer, and I have never had any kind of professional training, and if I hit the right note, it's a minor miracle.
I love to sing, and sang in high school and college, and, you know, I think I'm a pretty good singer.
I'm a jukebox singer. I put in my quarter, and I sing whatever part I'm nearest to.
I think I'm a good singer. I'm certainly not professional, and I took some voice lessons, and I sang for many years.
I think I have a bit of a nasal voice. Falling asleep is not the right word for it, but when you miss something in performance that you've gotten every time in rehearsal, you're not there. So I don't think you're supposed to do that in professional performance.
I don't have the greatest musical gifts, but I like to sing, and I like to have music in my life.
When I first started in the group, I noticed right away just what a great stress reliever it is. Just singing and finding a creative outlet and taking time away from, you know, what I do for a day job and not worrying about all of the things that, you know, the pressures that you feel in any circumstances. You know, it's definitely just an escape.
So often in life, everything has to be excellent or professional, and that's just not true. I mean, you can enjoy a lot of hobbies without necessarily being at the top of whatever it is that you're doing. They're low-key performances. There's not a lot of stress. We don't have people paying to hear us. It's really just the love of music, pure and simple. I mean, the notes may not be perfect, but the music is, in a sense.
You know, there's real joy to be had in singing, even if you don't sing the right notes, and to be singing with a group, which I'd never done before I joined this choir. There's such a rush in getting all those notes right, and when you hear all the harmonies coming together and the chords being formed from just vocals, it's the most beautiful thing. There's something about the vocal instrument that's so beautiful.
Members of the Runnymede Singers, who are as follows: Marina Volkoff, Dave and Teresa Cavanaugh, Esther Stein, Steve Gripke, Lester Green, Jane Schick, and John Faber. And with only a speaking role, I'm Steve Inskeep. That's All Things Considered from NPR News.